This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. Welcome to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do really do appreciate you being with us tonight and paying attention. I want to, you know, head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can be part of the conversation. There's a live chat room going on there. There's also... We're live on Facebook. You can follow us there as well. Always a lively group there. People smarter than I am, I'm sure. I can prove it. Just look at a conversation. But our hearts and prayers are going out to those right now on an active crime scene in Colorado. I guess it's at a Walmart. And the two men who were killed, it's Thornton, Colorado. I don't know where it is, but hey, I'm sure those listening do. Two men are dead after shooting inside a Walmart Supercenter at the 9901 Grant Street. That's Thornton. Now, hundreds of emergency responders ringed Thornton Town Center Shopping Center after the shooting was reported around 6:30 their time. Police initially reported that the multiple parties were down in the shooting. An hour later, Thornton Police Department tweeted, "At this time, there is no active shooting. There's no active shooting going on." They're at the mall right now. And Thornton Town Center, apparently it's a big box shopping center that backs to Interstate 25 South. And it includes several other retailers, including Home Depot. I mean, I can't, like a shooting gallery for these idiots. And don't give me this, if you gun guys are going to write me, please don't write me. Because in a mall this size, in a Walmart, a mall, whatever, you could have mowed down that many people. You could have mowed down 30 people in a heartbeat. Look at what just happened in New York City. You get crazy people could do a lot of damage easily and quickly. Maybe we need to be more vigilant. Maybe we need to open our mouths. Maybe we need not to be afraid to say anything about this stuff when it happens. I'm telling you, that New York City situation, we're going to know. We're going to learn. We're going to find out. That they knew exactly. People had seen this guy. People had seen what he had done or how off he might have been. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I got so much that I want to talk about and get to. What I'd like to start with is the hypocrites. Well, I guess that would take me all night, wouldn't it? No, let's start off with... So, Governor Cuomo tonight out of New York, I'm not making fun of you, it's just the way I talk. Anyway, he came out, he was on CNN or one of the other programs, and he was talking about the homophobia, the phobia of, and the hate, if you would, of the Republicans towards the LGBTQ community. But what Mr. Cuomo has found out, or has forgotten, I should say, is that he actually used being gay against former Mayor Ed Koch of New York City. When he ran against him, he painted him behind the scenes of being a gay guy, because back in the 70s, that was really a bad thing to be. Not only would a conservative not vote for you, but there were plenty of Democrats that wouldn't get behind you either. And he won. Koch won in 1977 for as mayor of New York. Right? Beat Mario Cuomo. And there were posters all over the place. And you know what the posters said? Now, I'm saying this. So, I mean, it's just so infuriating. Right? Because Cuomo came out, and actually he put signs up that said, vote for Cuomo, not the homo. Come on, let that sink in. A Democrat running. Now, some are going to say, well, that's just the way they talked back in the 70s. I guess he evolved. The problem is that in evolving, he never came out and said he evolved. Right? It was just really interesting when you see this going down. And you say, did you guys forget what you've been like and what you've been doing now? And even recently with the revelation from the DNC? All that nasty stuff that went on last year during Hillary's campaign. And now you've got a DNC leaked email, another leaked email, with all these attachments to it, to jobs that are needed in the technology division. And what they're saying is that they don't want any cisgens. No white people wanted. That's discrimination also. Do you know that? It doesn't say you can't discriminate based on color, except white. The law is all colors. Anyway. In the New York Times had reported back in 2008 that Cuomo invited himself to a birthday party for the mayor at the Grace Mansion, offered a gracious tribute. Mr. Koch was moved. He recalled, Mario's always told me, I liked Ed a lot more than he likes me. Right? And he was trying to build the relationship back up again. And nobody ever really knows whether it was fixed. But again, you know, we go, I like Ed. Like everything's gone. But he went out of his way to create an environment where people question Koch's sexuality. When, frankly, again, we're back to, are you running for office? Or are you running for a head sexual deviant or whatever, or king of the sexual whatevers? I don't know. I mean, back in the 70s, they looked at all this differently. But again, the Democrats, again, their own, I mean, they're just full of themselves. Right? So, no negatives on Cuomo. They'll pull up stuff that our people have done 50 years ago. I'm Joe Messina, your host. I want you to know when we come back, we're going to talk about having a white family apparently promotes white supremacy. Seriously. No, I don't make it up. We'll be back in a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal tea at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera. Color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
We are back. So this is the real side on GC Live, GCN Live. The Genesis Communication Network. Head out there. Check them out. A lot of good. We have a lot of good commentators. But don't check them from 6 to 9. Stay right here. Don't go anywhere. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Hey, Julio Rivera has been on the show plenty of times, and we know him as the Conservarican. And I think he's one of the few guys we have on the show that actually talks faster than I do, but I'm not sure. His dad passed away today, so, you know, if you know him, head over to his page, you know, tell him how you feel. That kind of thing. Let them know you're thinking of him. You know, I'm sure that feels good. I can't imagine. I haven't lost either one of my parents yet, and I appreciate that they're around. I appreciate that they're not those parents that show up at the door every weekend. That's always good, too. Anyhow, I am Joe Messina, your host. Thanks so much for being with us tonight. So, apparently, I know, I just, the Dems constantly, they don't confuse me. And I don't really, they don't really surprise me. It's just kind of, it's always an oh my God moment when I open one of these articles. So apparently now a Dem professor, not a Dem, Dem professor, out of New York, oh perfect, out of New York, says that having a white nuclear family promotes, ready for this, white supremacy. God, because I'm having more white kids, it's kind of hard for me to wish to have black kids or wish to have brown kids, okay? The bio, you know, the biology doesn't work out that way. The City University of New York sociology professor reportedly said in a tweet storm last week that the white nuclear family promotes racism, prompting a backlash on social media. She didn't care, though, I'm sure. She needed some recognition. Jesse Daniels, described as an expert on the internet manifestations of racism on her, you know, city page, infuriated social media users after reportedly saying that white family, that's not reportedly, it's in print, you moron. God. I mean, seriously. The professor began her argument by saying that she learned that the white nuclear family is one of the most powerful forces supporting white supremacy. So does that mean that a black family having black kids is supporting black supremacy? Adding that families reproducing white children, oh no, are part of the problem as they facilitate white supremacy in the country. This is great because, you know, I'll tell you, when my kids were born, the first thing I told them was, hey, you've been born in the best color known on the planet. God. In her first tweet, she says, I mean, if you're a white person who says that they're engaged in dismantling white supremacy, but you're having a white family, you're reproducing white children that you want what's best for. So because I want what's best for my children, and I happen to be white, which I can't change, I'm part of white supremacy. I hope they keep doing this. I wish you conservatives would stop trying to get in their way from doing this. Let them do this. Let the rest of the real sane world see what moronies these people are. If you're white, forming a family with multiracial children, you're not dealing with your own racism or systemic white supremacy. How is that helping? So now just having, you know, being married, so if your spouse is black and you're white and you're having children, that doesn't cut it either. You have to openly speak against white people. In which case, if I'm the white guy talking about how it's white supremacy, how bad white people are, does that make my black wife a moron for staying with me? I'm just curious. I don't even know how to deal with that. She reported... Do they not see their own stupidity? I guess if you're that dumb, you can't see how dumb you are. I don't know. God. She reportedly tweeted, I got to laughing, got full of myself, and lost my place. But that's okay. We'll get back to the second. She goes on to say that until white people are ready to confront their own family's racism, participate in systemic white... And not participate in systemic white supremacy. I don't even know what that means. Aren't I part of it just because I'm white? I mean, that's kind of what she's saying. Just the mere fact that I'm considered white. And the funny thing about it is, in real solid white communities, they don't consider me white because I'm Italian and Sicilian. I've got olive skin, don't you know? She added, white people, do your own home. When you die, where's wealth in that house going? Is it to your children? Then you're reproducing equality. So all that hard work, all that money that I made, if I leave it to my kids and my kids happen to be white, then I'm promoting inequality. Can anybody make sense out of this? Seriously. Because I can't. Now, after being beat up on Twitter, She locked her account. Oh, and she's not responding to anybody at this point in time. I mean, seriously, how many hits off the crack pipe do you have to take to have this mindset of what's going on? Since we're on the subject of loons, hopefully I can get this one out in time. I thought Boehner was gone, but apparently like a bad rash, he came to the surface again last week. Yeah. He unleashed on Mark Levin and House conservatives and actually defended Obama. So on Sunday, that's a piece written by Ben Shapiro. It's the latest round of leftist media adoration for deposed Republican figures. They hated about 5 minutes ago. Remember, Boehner was hated by everybody. All of a sudden, we're listening to him. Right? And the Dems are loving it, too. So Political ran a fawning profile of one-time Speaker of the House, John Boehner. Boehner wasn't a particularly successful speaker. Actually, he was a lousy speaker. He led the House Republicans from 2007 to 2015 as both minority leader and speaker. The Boehner was deposed because he was widely perceived as caving to President Obama, giving him all the funding and social money he wanted. He seemed cold on the prospect of defunding anything that the government was doing. If he had to fight Obama, he wasn't interested in doing it. Think about that. And Boehner's record wasn't particularly strong in anywhere. In 2008, he pushed for the President Bush's bank bailout. Right? In 2011, he undercut House Republicans on their debt ceiling push for serious spending reform. I mean, the man didn't do anything conservative. He also jacked up unfunded spending on disaster relief. The next year, he tried to purge conservatives from the leadership positions. The guy was useless. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
ProPure Water Filters. Most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
If some high-pressure salesperson twisted your arm into buying a timeshare, it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, I bet that salesperson didn't mention your timeshare could cost you twice as much as a regular vacation, or that you'd never be able to use it when you wanted, or that your fees could shoot up every year. They misled you, and that's not fair. That's why we're here, to get your timeshare company to free you from your unwanted timeshare. Get the free information you need at 1-800-783-2959. We're the Timeshare Exit Attorneys, America's number one timeshare exit service run by real attorneys, not sales companies or middlemen. It was a salesperson who got you into this mess. Don't rely on a salesperson to get you out. We've got a 100% service guarantee, and our team has already helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. For free information, call 1-800-783-2959. That's 1-800-783-2959, 1-800-783-2959.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
Yeah, I never said I was the smartest knife in the drawer. Sharpest knife in the drawer. All right. I get it. See, and that proved it right there. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Listen to the next segment. We're bringing on, oh, God, you know, I do this all the time, right? I forget to line up the next guest. I know. Hey, never said it again. I never said I was the smartest person in the room. I'm never the smartest person in the room. What are you talking about? Just go look at the chat room. You figure it out on your own. So, in the next segment, we're going to bring in Kristen Hawkins. She's the president of Students for Life. And they were on college campuses. I met them a couple of years back, but following them for a while. But they're on college campuses all over the place. And they are pro-life movement. And right now, they can't seem to get a fair shake from a standpoint of equality when it comes to dollars and speech and all kinds of wonderful stuff. You know what I'm saying? No, seriously. This is I find this just totally interesting. And they're getting away with it. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, and you'll hear more from her. I want to get back to one of our favorites, John Boehner. He might as well have been a Frenchman. So, Boehner, you know, who was pretty much useless to the Republicans, didn't care much about, you know, conservatism, got right up, I don't know why he didn't switch parties in the last year or two of his time in the Congress. And I think what's really funny is think about these guys who ran, like Boehner. When we started to get upset with them, when all of a sudden they couldn't pull the strings of mainstream Republicans and we were revolting, they ran like the cowards they are. And he was part of the team that was going to repeal and replace Obamacare, and he still got nothing. And then shortly after he left, he's like, they're not going to do anything. He was right, because he knew they had no plan. He wasn't just being mean or mean-spirited. He knew they had no plan. And when conservatives pushed hard against Boehner, what did he do? He didn't sit and reflect. Didn't think about maybe what he was doing wrong, what he wasn't doing. No! He did what every 17-year-old little punk does. He started to push him back, and he got mad at us, and he pushed back on us, and he railed against us. Right? And the left was right, and we were all wrong. Why did he belong to the party? And now he's sitting on the outside. He's doing it again. He had an interview with Politico. And he begins recalling Representative, what's the guy's name? Jim Jordan out of Ohio and Representative Jason Chaffetz out of Utah, a-holes. And stating F. Jordan and F. Chaffetz. Jordan particularly earns Boehner's ire because Jordan was a terrorist as a legislator going back to his days in the Ohio House and Senate. He called him a terrorist legislator. Think about that. I mean, another rhino that we knew was. But what did we do? We kept voting him in. See, this is why Steve Boehner is good for the party. He's going to weed these weenies out. He's going to push them along. Now, while Boehner points to cursing out, don't wonder nobody liked him. Now, he points to cursing out former Senator Majority Leader Harry Reid, right, in 2013. The two of them are going to co-chair a think tank at the University of Nevada's Las Vegas. There he craps all over his former colleagues and friends, Eric Cantor, who was ousted in a shock election. See, we thought we had it. We figured Republicans wouldn't, well, not we, they, figured Republicans wouldn't go anywhere. They would never replace Eric Cantor. And it was the worst campaign ever run. Mark Meadows out of North Carolina, Republican, said he never saw a campaign run so poorly. He went on to say, he's an idiot. I can't tell you what makes him tick. But there was no leadership there with Boehner. Everybody agreed there was no leadership there with Boehner. Boehner goes on to say, you ready for this one? If you got liquid in your mouth, swallow. He said, people, though, in 09, 10, 11, that the country couldn't be divided more. And you go back to Obama's campaign in 2008, you know he was talking about the divide and healing the country and all that. And some would argue on the right that he did more to divide the country than unite it. He said, I kind of reject that notion. I was a modern-day media, or it was modern-day media, and social media kept pushing people further to the right, further to the left. People started to figure out they could choose where to get their news. And now think about those words. People started to figure out how they could get informed. And so what do people do? They choose places they agree with, reinforcing the divide. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to go with people that you agree with to be stronger. You may want to learn. You may want to get with people you don't agree with to discuss and learn. He said, I always liked Rush Limbaugh. When I went to Palm Beach, I would always meet with Rush, and we'd go play golf. But you know, who was that right-wing guy? Mark Levine, playing stupid. He said, he went really crazy right. He got big audience, and he dragged Sean Hannity to the dark side. He dragged Rush to the dark side. Yeah, because Mark Levine is so powerful. He was able to push Rush over with him. Maybe, you know, Boehner, maybe you were on the dark side. Maybe you got sucked into the dark side. You got sucked into all the things that you railed about in the early days. And then all of a sudden, you got sucked in. Was it money? Was it fear? Were you threatened? He said, I used to talk to them all the time, and all of a sudden they started beating the crap out of me. You know? But I wasn't going to be a right-wing idiot. No, but you could have been a man of principles, and you weren't. And then all of a sudden, the media starts to love on John Boehner. The same media that beats up on everybody else. Why? Because he loves Obama. And because he loves Obama now, he's a good guy, right? These people are sick. They're just sick. And right now, he's giving them what they want to do. He's pushing back against the Republicans. He's disavowing the base. And that's why guys like him needed to go. And more guys like him need to go. No more of this stuff. Not going to have it. Wrong. All right, let's see. I want to see if there's a shopping, if there's an update. No, I guess there isn't. Police still say there's no shooter or there's no active shooting going on at the Walmart in Thornton. Hope I'm saying that right. Our hearts go out to the two people that were killed. I'm so glad that the first responders get there quickly. and they're there checking it out as well. So you may want to check it out. I don't know where you live. I don't know what you got going on. I'm just saying if you have people there, you may want to check on them. Okay. Do you remember the earlier this week? And I think it's wonderful. This is exactly how it should go. Right? You want to stick up for something? You want to have freedom of speech? You want your rights? You don't want your rights trampled on? So a bunch of refs walked off in protest after players kneeled during the anthem at a New Jersey football game. God bless these guys. Seriously. Two high school football officials walked off the field of protest Friday after the players from Monroe High School in Middlesex County knelt during the national anthem. Now, the officials, Lunardelli, 54, and his son Anthony Lunardelli, 27, stood for the anthem and then abruptly left the field after seeing the players kneeling. Their spots on the five-person crew were filled by junior cadet officials at the game. Now, I'm not in favor of anyone disrespecting our country or our flag. The armed forces of the armed forces, Ernie Lundetta told the New Jersey Advance Media Saturday. They were protesting has nothing to do with the national anthem. So I'm against it. So I decided to protest them kneeling. And I did. Ernie said weeks ago that he informed the official signer for the Greater Middlesex Conference, Thomas Polkus, that he would walk off the field if any player knelt for the anthem. Whoever's disrespecting that flag and the national anthem, that's who I have a problem with, he said. That's my protest. I don't care if it's a baby, if it's an 80-year-old man, anybody. I don't care. Any race, any color, I don't care. I like this guy already. It's not the way I was brought up. And it teased me off that people are doing that. Now, Polikas declined comment when reached by the local news source on Saturday. I love these guys. I think what they did was right. So, we have to support these people. We have to make sure they don't get fired. If you live in that area, we'll post a story up later on. You need to make sure you support these guys. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Google has all but banned the movie series, What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Today, a couple of nitwits.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of this conversation. 855 World Show. God! Sometimes it's hard for me to get it all off my tongue, you know, let it roll off the way it's supposed to. Anyway, I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. Let's just jump on it. Students for Life. You're going to learn a lot about them right now, but they're on campuses all across the country. And they are, you know, they're supporting the pro-life movement. And I met with them years ago, and we talked about, and I don't think they took it from me. They probably took it from a lot of people. But we talked about them. I said, stop approaching this from a godly standpoint. You're going to lose all the time. You got to find a different way to commit abortion without always just saying, God doesn't like it. You know, I mean, it just, we have lost that argument for the moment. So let's hear what she had to say. I interviewed her earlier. You know, I'd like to bring my next guest right on. I've been, I won't say affiliated with, but I've been watching this group for quite a few years now, and I appreciate what they're doing on campuses and other places all across the country. We've got the Kristen Hawkins on the line with me. She's the president of Students for Life America. And Kristen, thanks for so much. Kristen, thanks so much for being with me today.
Oh, thanks for having me today, Joe.
You know, I've been watching you guys for a long time. I love what you're doing on the campuses. But here's the deal. First of all, tell people what Students for Life America does. What are you about?
Sure. Well, we're equipping this generation of young people, those who are being directly targeted by the abortion industry, to stand up and to say that this is the pro-life generation, that we're on campuses every day with our more than 1,000 groups educating this, you know, their peers about what abortion really is, how Planned Parenthood and the abortion industry prey upon them and serving women who are facing crisis pregnancies right there on campus.
You know, and you're out there, you're dealing with the young people. Some of us, you know, old guys like myself, we think it's a lost cause because we think you've been brainwashed into believing that abortion is nothing but getting rid of a few cells, a few blobs of cells. What kind of response are you getting on campuses from the young people, the young ladies, the young men?
Well, you'd actually be surprised. You know, they view this issue as a human rights issue. And so a lot of them, you know, when we talk to them about, you know, for example, our fall tour is called Abortion is Violent. They can't deny that abortion is innately a violent act against a living human being. And so we actually have a lot of really productive conversations on campuses of students who have never really thought about the issue before or haven't really critically thought about it, who changed their minds after hearing the truth.
Yeah, I really do appreciate, again, what you guys are doing out there, because I know you have, I was going to say a lot, but you've got like mega opposition usually from staff, from faculty. You know, I'll say it, the loons on the left, you know, come out in force. And it's interesting that you don't have the same rights that football players have in this country. You don't have a right to a free speech or freedom of expression on campuses, yet they're willing to defend the right of football players to make $11 million a year that are somehow being oppressed. I don't get it. You recently had an issue.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, you recently had an issue on a campus. Tell us about it.
Yeah, you know, we have a lot of issues on campuses, actually. We have so many vandalizations happening right now, discrimination cases. It's almost impossible to talk to about them. There's not enough time to issue press releases for every single case. And the left has been emboldened because of President Trump's election. And so now the first thought when you're passing a pro-life display on campus is, well, I'll just stomp on those crosses or I'll tear them down. And we had campus of St. Louis University, a Catholic school, twice now, their crosses have been ripped up from the ground. And despite having security cameras on the display, no one, the school has never been able to find the perpetrators of these displays. We had Northern Kentucky University, for the 11th year in a row, our crosses were vandalized. Miami University of Ohio, our display, our human rights, when did human rights begin display, was stolen right before us. This is happening all over the country, and this is just, these are just people, mostly, these are students who are committing these acts of vandalization who, you know, really don't have an answer. I think they're inspired by the acts of the left and Tifa and all of the violence that's been taking place. But then you also have the same, you know, in the same school, you'll have discrimination issues where it'll take hours, you know, for school to get back when there's an emergency situation, weeks and months for them to get back to approve a new Students for Life group or approve an event or help us find a room to host a speaker.
Yeah, I watch this stuff. I watch what you guys, and not just you, there are other organizations going through this kind of stuff too. How is staff doing with this? I mean, staff on the grounds of these campuses, are they helpful at all? Are they willing to engage, or do they kind of sit back and watch it play out?
You know, it kind of depends on the campuses, honestly, what's going on, who's the actors on the campus.
Yeah, you know what's funny is even, you know, we do stories about campuses and different stories all across the country, and even on quote-unquote Christian or Catholic campuses, I don't see the support. I don't see the love for you guys in groups like yours, even in those campuses. I'm always amazed by it, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, it's fascinating that you would think, and I think it's kind of counterintuitive, most people think that the biggest challenges we have are on the public schools.
Yep.
But really, we have more rights on public school campuses than we do on Catholic or other Christian college campuses.
Yeah, I always find that amazing, again, when I read the stories and watch what goes down. Now, the young people that may not be on the same page as you, they might even be pro-abortion for all we know, are they supportive of your rights, your free speech rights on campuses?
You know, sometimes they are. It kind of depends on the student, to be honest with you. We used to have a lot more tolerance on campuses, even students who disagreed with us. But because, like I said, because because of the election of Donald Trump, they're just emboldened. Now, anytime you talk about something that could hurt someone's feelings or, you know, be, you know, difficult to think about, it's considered hate speech or it's considered triggering. You know, we have campuses now or the schools. Our abortion is violence display is not graphic. It just simply, with words, describes what happens during multiple abortion procedures. And schools are trying to force our groups to even put up trigger warnings for that. So students can, you know, walk by the area. They can find another way to class. So they don't have to come and see us.
I think this is, I find all this stuff just amazing and interesting. Also, when it comes to funding, there's no equality there, is there? I mean, when you guys want to get a few bucks for a display or for some help, you can't get any money. Well, you barely get any money, while the LGBTQ groups on campus seem
That's
to
right.
get a bulk of the funding. What's
they
your
do.
Explanation for that?
You know, that's really interesting. You said that we actually had a lawsuit. I think we won it in Southern California there not too long ago, a situation where a group couldn't even get $500 for a pro-life speaker. But yet the LGBTQ group on campus could show us $300,000 a year. What they've done, what the left has done, is they've made these institutions on campus. So the Women's Center is now an actual center on campus that gets way more money than any pro-abortion student group might get. The LGBTQ groups are now their actual student diversity centers on campus. So they get huge chunks of money. They have full-time staff devoted to getting out the messaging on whatever the messaging of that day is. Whereas pro-life group, we don't have an office of pro-life activities or a pro-life director of diversity. It's just our students.
Right. You know, it's funny, as I've been watching you guys over the years, I've even met with a couple of you, you know, for lunch. I always said the same thing about this. If we keep, now we know it's a God thing, but if we keep approaching it as a God doesn't like this, God doesn't approve this, we're going to keep losing. You guys have kind of taken it from a different angle, even though, again, I realize God's at the center. But now you're coming at it. I love the human rights angle. That's actually getting you a lot of traction, is it not?
That's right. And we approach this entirely secularly on campuses. You know, a lot of our groups, obviously, our faith is what compels us.
Right.
Our faith is what gives us hope and what gives us courage to do this work. But when we're talking about this issue on campuses, religion's never brought up.
No, and again, it stops them dead in their tracks because they can't just call you a name or go, yeah, those religious fanatics.
Right.
No, when the way you do it, I love what you're doing. Now, tell people how they can, now, more than just financially, though, finances is good, we need donations, but also how can they get engaged with you? How can they help you succeed on these college campuses?
Well, there's a lot you can do. You can go to studentsforlife.org. You can sign up for our email list. We have a supporter email list. You can kind of find out what's going on. You'll get weekly updates from me. We also have a prayer team list. You can sign up to be on our prayer team. We send out monthly prayer alerts. We also have guidebooks for adults who want to start pro-life groups in their parishes, their church youth groups. We have homeschool books. So you can just email us if you have a child, a grandchild in your life who you think would benefit from joining a pro-life group, from starting a student pro-life group. Email us at info@studentsforlife.org. We'll get them plugged in. We can give you the resources as well to help them.
That's a great, great idea. And like I said, keep up the good work. I really do appreciate what you guys are doing out there. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You know, I have been following these people for quite some time. You know, when they're out on campus, you and I, look at me. I'm not going to reach anybody on a college campus. They're going to go, oh, here comes some professor we've never seen before. You get the connection. Anyway, you know, so we need young people. You need to be support. We need to be, let me try this in English. You need to be supporting groups like this if you truly are pro-life. Check one out. Check it. There's a number of these groups. But check one out and get behind it. Try to help it any way you can. Even if it's just bringing awareness to your family, your friends, and that kind of thing. That doesn't cost any money. It just takes a little bit of time. Seriously. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me. And next up, man, I've got a smorgasbord of stories. But we're gonna talk about rewriting the Ten Commandments. It's going to be one of the discussions. Get ready for that one. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live.